2-0 hole, lose them both at home. Many changes to be made for game three, or you just got to do what you do and do it better?
Both. Right, we'll move some things around, but you know, that five-on-five game, it's got to get tightened up.
Did you get good enough goaltending in a playoff game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't going to be our best player at the end of it, but you're 3-3 going into it. We ran 10 straight chances in the second period. I mean, a summary of the game for me is we got off a bit slow, but part of that's in the box, but then got some real good life off, a great penalty kill, and came out in second, ran 10 straight, and at 2-1. They scored to make it 2-2, and then they ran eight straight. So we had the front half of it. They had the back half of it. It's probably right. It's at threes going into the third. Yeah, he's going to want that one back. He made two or three great saves. But if your recipe is that your goaltender is going to have to be the best player on your team, you're not going to spend it won't be a long playoffs. I mean, you've got to have some nights where you either give him run support or block enough shots or play tight enough that maybe an off night, it's 3-2 instead of 4.
What's your job going to be like, Paul, to try and keep the frustration level down with two pretty good efforts at home, and you go 0-2 into their building now?
Well, that's the quality of that. I mean, we're not really looking for a game. We're looking to be tighter in some areas and get a little bit more in some areas for sure. But you're not going there feeling that you're that far off. I think a road game would be good. I mean, we're a good road team. They're a good road team. So we're both teams are strong on the road. You're gonna see very similar games in certainly the next two. So finding that little bit of edge, that's the key.
You mentioned that the second period was kind of split. You carried it for a really long time, and then it was theirs for a really long time. It was sort of split around that 2-2 goal. And I'm wondering, is that a play that might be responsible for their momentum at the second half of that period?
What was the last part of that story?
Was that goal itself maybe the cause of that momentum shift?
I mean, it's so clearly defined that you'd have to say there it was. I mean, it was, we were dominant early, and then they were. We couldn't write it and hold on, but again, got out at 3-3, so you're clean after two. You're back where you started.
And then just a note on special teams, which have gone quite well for the Jets thus far. Is that something to lean on in terms of a success, power play and penalty kill?
Well, there's confidence there in both. I mean, we got to get the minutes right for one. We were on it for a minute and a half, which is a good thing when you have you're finishing early. And I think we got about 6.5 killed. So it does disrupt your bench, especially that run that we had for sure.
I always had a lower body myself there. I'm just wondering how Matthew Perreault is making out, and would he be long-term, short-term, or can you tell us anything?
No.
But that would have been from this morning?
Correct.
And Hayes played 8:32.
Yeah. Coaches? No, you know what? We got into the penalty kills, and I used Tanev in that hole. I was pretty happy with our PK on that. We lost Nick Ehlers for a big chunk of time in the second period off that hit in the concussion protocol, and then we were chasing the game. I still wanted to keep the match fairly close. I liked the way Lowry was going, so it was the flow of the game.
Paul, let's start with the penalties. Is that playoff hockey? Do you have a problem with those calls, or do you have to address that with your team?
I don't have a problem with it. You got to get the temperature of the game. So if you're at game one, I'm not sure there's a call there. I mean, the hits that were going were far more physical than those. So you got to adjust. I think we did. You know, I mean, we figured out that there wouldn't be the same level of bumping allowed, and then cut it back. But it was a difference. You know, it's not a complaint. I don't want to be clear about it. I'm not complaining about it. It's just it was different tonight than it was in the first game. So you come out kind of ready and wired for that kind of game. It's going to be real physical, and then you get the message real early that it's not going to be allowed to be quite as physical, and then it wasn't.